姊妹主日平安。我今天上午要跟大家讲的题目是敬虔度日。今天上午要跟大家分享的题目是敬虔度日。
And today's topic will be how to live a holy life.
请翻开圣经。
Let us turn in our Bibles.
提摩太后书。提摩太后书第三章十二节。
To 2 Timothy 3 verse 12.
提摩太后书第三章十二节。
2 Timothy 3:12.
好，翻到我请弟兄姐妹一起读。
And once you have turn to it, let us read together.
不但如此。凡立志在耶稣基督里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。我们再读一遍，请。不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。借着经文讲到敬虔度日，在耶稣基督里的敬虔度日，它总是跟受逼迫放在一起。
And so from this verse we see that the godly life in Christ is together linked with persecution.
它总是跟逼迫、跟征战、跟斗争放在一起。
This godly life is always connected to persecution and striving.
我有两个孩子，我女儿有一个见证非常好。
I have two children and my daughter has a good testimony.
我儿子九岁，女儿八岁。
My son is age 9 and my daughter is 8.
我女儿非常可爱。
My daughter is very cute.
我觉得她是最美的哈，这个。所以其实每一个爸爸都觉得自己的女儿是最可爱最美的。
And so I believe she is the most beautiful. And of course, every father thinks his daughter is the most beautiful.
她六岁的时候有一个见证。
When she was six, she had this testimony.
在有一个主日，我叫她穿上她那条很漂亮的裙子去敬拜。
On one Sunday, I asked her to wear one of her lovely dresses to worship.
她就到房间里面去换她那条最喜欢的，她觉得是最漂亮的那条裙子。
So she went to her room to change into her favorite, her most lovely dress.
到房间一会穿上了之后，我听到她在房间里面哭。
And after she put on that dress, I heard her crying in her room.
哭得很伤心。
And so she was crying.
我听到就心都碎了。
And when I heard, my heart was broken.
我就进去。我问他，他一边哭一边在那里去跟我说，穿不了。而且一边哭在那里一边说，我不要长高。因为那个裙子她长高了，她有一阵子没穿那条裙子，她长高了。
And so she hasn't worn the dress in a while, and now she has grown much taller.
那个裙子不能盖过她的膝盖。
And so that dress couldn't even cover up her knees.
短了大概这么多一点。
And probably a little bit shorter.
她说这条裙子穿不了。
She said, I can no longer wear this dress.
因为在我们教会，所有的女孩都有一个穿着的标准。
Because at our church we have standards for how women can dress.
他认为他们的裙子必须要超过盖过那个膝盖才符合圣徒的体统。
And so it goes that dresses ought to cover the knees for it to be modest apparel.
我就安慰他说，这个别哭啊，宝贝，这个爸爸给你这改天礼拜一爸爸给你买一条新的。
And so I kept comforting her, saying, "Well, Daddy will get you maybe buy you a new dress."
她在一边哭一边在那说， 我要跟这个一模一样的啊，我只是强一点就行。
And if you, as she was crying, she said, as she was crying, oh, then I want the dress to be the same as this one, maybe a little longer, the same one.
谁到我改天带她去到那个服装店里面，在她买的时候，她看到花花绿绿的各种各样的裙子，她就选了一条她认为最漂亮的。
And so I took her to the store. She saw all the different kinds of dresses, and she chose one that she thought to be the most beautiful.
之前的那一条是白色的，后面选了一条是粉红色的。
And so the dress she liked was white, but then later on the one she chose was pink.
当她看到了那个荣耀的，或者看到那个更漂亮的，就把旧的全忘了。
And so when she saw a dress that was even better than then she completely forgot the first one.
当基督徒开始要敬虔度日的时候
，And as Christians seek to live a godly life.
你首先会有一个标准。
So first you'll have a standard.
你会对你的如何度日，你该持守什么，有一个基本的合乎圣经的标准。
So you will have a basic biblical standard as to what it means to live a godly life.
就好像我女儿她说，穿着是裙子是不能超过膝盖的。
And so, for example, just as for my daughter, the standard was.For her dress that it had to cover her knees.
我不是要求你们每一个都这样。
And I'm not saying that this is what everyone has to do.
他们有这样的一个标准。
So they have that standard.
那我讲要那个度日，基督徒敬虔度日，他我想要分开好几个有关于度日的概念。
And so, as we go back to the godly life, we want to look at different aspects of life, of living.
人类在伊甸园里面度日的时候
When humans were in the Garden of Eden,
亚当跟夏娃在伊甸园里面度日
So, Adam and Eve were living in the garden.
他们非常敬虔
Of course, they were quite godly.
那时候没有罪
There was no sin then.
没有逼迫
There was no persecution.
亚当跟夏娃没有吵架
And Adam and Eve did not even fight.
他们的着装标准非常标准。
And their wear and their attire was quite standard.
就是赤身露体
which was
也是非常好。
And that's also good.
那个时候是不存在逼迫。
And at that time there was no persecution.
他们很敬虔，没有逼迫。
They were godly, but there was no persecution.
但是亚当夏娃堕落之后，人类堕落之后的那个在亚当里的那个在罪恶里面的那个度日。
And so after the fall, Adam and Eve, after the fall of humanity, the sin that was in Adam.
那种度日，表面上看来好像也没有逼迫。
And so, on the surface, that kind of living after the fall, it seemed like there was no persecution.
人在最终他不认识罪，最大的特点是不认识罪。
And mankind in their sin, they do not recognize their sin.
他以罪为无。
And they don't treat sin as anything.
以罪为乐。
And in fact, sin is seen as that which is joyful.
他犯罪，他不觉得痛苦，他反而觉得很快乐。
Indeed, when sinful man sins, it is not at all painful. It is, if anything, quite happy.
本质上他是属魔鬼的人，因此魔鬼也不会逼迫他。
Because by nature he is of Satan, and so Satan will not persecute.
就好像那个吸毒的人，当他在吸的时候，
so,
他不觉得痛苦。
Someone who is addicted to drugs.In the moment of taking those drugs, it does not seem to be painful.
或者是那个温水煮青蛙，当那个水还在温的时候，他不觉得不舒服，他觉得特别舒服。
And also, this is the case with slowly cooking or boiling the frog as the heat is turned up to slowly and warmly. It is not painful heat. It is quite relaxing.
因此在最终度日是没有逼迫的。
And so sinning in sin, there is no persecution.
我再要讲，其实在耶稣基督里
度日是一定有逼迫的。
Now, what I am saying is, in Christ living a godly life, it will certainly lead to persecution.
基督重生了我们，给了我们一个新的生命。
Jesus Christ has given us a new life.
而我们这个新的生命，这个属灵的本质，它决定了我们这个生命的本质，决定了我们必须要受逼迫。
And so this very spiritual nature of this new life is what determines persecution for us.
这个生命的本质不是属魔鬼的。
And because this new life, this very the nature of this life, this is not of Satan.
这生命的本质与这个世界格格不入的。
And this new life, this status, this nature has nothing to do with this world.
这个生命的本质和我们的私欲是提起征战的。
And indeed, this new spiritual life is at odds with the flesh and with the desires of the flesh.
当一个重生得救的人，当他重生得救之后，那个逼迫就临到他。
And so it's after someone becomes saved that persecution will come upon that person.
魔鬼不放过你。
Satan will not easily let you off.
在天路历程里面有一幕。
And in Pilgrim's Progress, there's a scene.
那个基督徒在路上见到魔王亚伯伦。
And as Christian was on the way and met Apollon.
那个亚伯伦就问那个基督徒。
Apollon asked Christian.
你从哪来？要到哪去
？Where are you coming from and where are you going?
他说我从灭亡城来，要到山上去。
And he said I'm going from the city of destruction to Mount Zion.
魔王亚伯伦一听，他立马就说：“原来你是属我的人。”
And so Apollyon said, when he heard that, he instantly said, "Oh, so you used to belong to me."
你跟我回去，那没事儿。我给你机会。
You can go back. I will give you a chance to go back.
如果你要再往前走
，But if you insist on continuing,
我要你小命。
I will take your life.
基督徒说不行。
And Christian said, I cannot.
我已经属主了。
I am already Christ.
我要到山上去。
And I must go to Mount Zion.
他们都大战起来。
And so a great battle ensued.
我们每一个基督徒都是这样的。
And every Christian is like this.
你什么时候开始？你重生了，开始走你的天路历程了。各种各样的逼迫就会来到。
And so, this is true for everyone. As you begin your journey, as a Christian, that is when persecution will come.
魔鬼、世界和私欲三样联合起来要逼迫。
The world, the devil, the world, and the flesh, all three come together to persecute.
这个征战没完没了。
And so, this battle is unending.
一直到我们断翅
了，
在基督里睡
了，
那就是到天堂里面去度日，那个时候是完全没有逼迫。
And then it will be living in heaven, and of course, as we live in heaven, then there will be no persecution.
那时候有永恒的安息
，then there will be eternal rest, then
有满足的喜乐，永远的福乐。
And there will be a fulfilling and everlasting joy.
那时候真好。
And of course, how great it is then, how great will it be then?
我要讲在耶稣基督里度日是指我们重生得救了之后一直到我们睡了那一段时间里面该如何度日，如何过日子。
And so, of course, the godly life in Christ Jesus, this is referring to when we are first saved, from that moment all the way until we finally fall asleep, that is, die in Christ. And now we will look at how we are to live in that time frame.
那我要首先界定一下，这个圣经里面有关于敬虔，或者这节经文里面有关于敬虔这个字。
And let me somewhat define what it means to be godly.
圣经里面讲的敬虔。首先，那不是指到法利赛人的那种行为主义。
And so, of course, what the Bible means by godly is, of course, not the legalism of the Pharisees.
它不单只是讲一种生活或者是一种可以看得见的好行为。
So this is not speaking of some external kind of life where one can see visible works.
它不是讲好人好事。
So he's not talking about this kind of good outward acts.
如果讲这方面的话呢，我们在做的没有谁比得上法利赛人，起码我不行。
If we speak about this, then of course none of us here can be better than the Pharisees. At least I myself cannot.
但我们知道圣经里面主耶稣最痛恨的就是这种人。
But of course we see that in Scripture, people that Jesus most despises are Pharisees.
当然，我也首先要否认，敬虔好像这敬虔不是那种像回教徒或者是共产党人的那种对他所信的那种极致的委身。
And so I'm also not talking about the kind of sacrifices made for the zealous Muslim or the zealous communist party member.
那种人，你说他对他所信的他的身心灵都给全面的摆上去。
And so of course for these people then what they believe in they commit their whole lives everything to that ideal that they follow.
他的心的专注程度比我们好。
And their zeal is certainly better.
他行出来也比我们好。
And in their actions we can see that they might even surpass us.
但他的对象和内容全错。
But of course their goal and their ideal it is completely in the wrong place.
这不是敬虔。
So this is not godliness.
那我现在要定义圣经里面所讲的那种敬虔。
And so now I will seek to define what the Bible says is godliness.
简单来说，
Or put it simply,
箴言二十三章的二十六节，他说：“我儿，要将你的心归我，你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路。”
Proverbs 23:26. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways.
圣经里面说到，你的心要归向神。
And the Bible tells us that our heart.
你的眼目喜悦神的道路，并且行在其间，心里必得安息。
And the eyes have observed the ways of the Lord and also walk in them.
在彼得后书一章三节里面。
And Second Peter 1:3.
神的神能已经将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给了我们。因为我们认识那用自己的荣耀和美德来招我们的主。
His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who calls us to His own glory and excellence.
当我们认识主，主将一切关乎生命的、关乎敬虔的事赐给了我们。
And as we come to know the Lord, He has granted us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
神也把他的话语、把圣经赐给我们。
And God has given also His word.
神反复告诉我们说这是主道。
And He said that this is the way.
你要行在其中，必得安息。
And you must walk in it in order to have peace.
因此，敬虔是我们的心归向他。
And so,Godliness is that our hearts are committed to God.
我们的眼目喜悦他的道路。
And our eyes delight in God's ways.
我们将我们的肢体献上行在其中。
And so we give of our members, we give all of ourselves to God.
心里必得安息。
So that our hearts might be filled with peace.
因此，我再要去定义说，这些经文里面讲到都要受逼迫。
And now I will speak about how in this verse.That we will all receive persecution.
这个逼迫，一听到逼迫的时候，我请大家首先不要想的是，胡牧师怎么在大陆受逼迫。
Of course, when we talk about persecution, let's not first immediately jump to the kind of persecution that pastor who experienced in China.
也不要想着潘牧师在大陆怎么受逼迫。
Or what pastors will suffer in China.
逼迫首先不是从共产党来的。
Persecution first and foremost does not come from the Communist Party.
逼迫首先是因着我们新生命的本质，神主动的发起，不是神逼迫我们，神主动发起一个征战。
And so, rather, first and foremost, persecution is when we first believe in Jesus, then God will allow to rise up a kind of battle.
然后魔鬼撒旦以及世界各样的征战，这样的逼迫就随着而来。
And Satan will bring upon us all kinds of worldly, all worldly schemes to persecute us.
因此，当神的话语令到我们的内心开始觉醒了。
And so when the word of God comes into our hearts,
新的生命的成长。
Then the spiritual growth of the heart.
圣灵开始与情欲相争。
And then as in his new life, as the spirit wages war with the flesh.
你认识到神的标准和真理。
Then you will experience, understand, and know God's standards and his law.
你心里面有一个律。
And so you have a law in your heart.
你说我不再行在罪中。
And it is that we no longer live in sin.
这个时候有另外一个律出来。
And there, at this time, there is another kind of law that comes.
有另外一个手抓住你。
There's another hand that grabs you.
来吧，我们共用一个囊袋。
And come on, why don't we share it in the same purse?
你心里面挣扎。
And then, so then,
真的是喊，我真是苦啊。
And then our heart is torn, and then we think, "Oh, woe is me."
这种逼迫是最基本，也是最需要的，或者最常见的。
And this persecution is the most basic and is the most common.
这也是基督徒生命的挣扎和成长所必须的。
And so, of course, this is the kind of temptation trial that is necessary in the growth of a Christian.
我很担心的是。当一个基督徒他没有了这一种的挣扎。
In fact, I'm more worried when a Christian has none of this kind of temptation or this kind of being torn.
我很担心你在一个礼拜里面今年没有一次这种挣扎。
In fact, I'd be quite worried if in this past year there's none of this kind of temptation or this kind of feeling of being conflicted.
一个月也没有。
And if you don't have it even once a month.
一年都没有。
You don't even have it all of this past year.
你是那个煮熟了的青蛙。
And then you are that completely well done boiled frog.
你死了也不知道怎么死。
You've already died, you have no idea how it happened.
如果有一个信徒他跑来跟我讲说，牧师，我现在挣扎得很痛苦。
And there was one Christian who came to me and said, Pastor, I've been really conflicted and torn. This is really bothering me.
我很高兴告诉他说，弟兄，你有盼望。
And then I happily told his brother, you have hope.
我很怕的是他听到的时候打瞌睡，从来不挣扎。
What I'm afraid is if someone is completely asleep and then never experiences any temptation or any conflicting feelings.
像牧这样的羊的话，牧师心很寒的。
And so when it comes to these kind of sheep, the pastor is not at ease.
从这个角度来讲，我来到美国这两个礼拜，我觉得在美国的基督徒所受的逼迫要比在中国的还要大。
And in the 2 weeks that I've been in the United States, I've gotten a sense that the persecution that American Christians experience is greater than that of those in China.
我昨天来到这教会门口。
As I came to the end of this church yesterday,
我在外面的那两个 牌子底下站了一回。
And I stood under the two kind of placards, the two signs.
我看到旁边的那个牌子的底下有一个彩虹的标志。
And I saw that on the placard on next to ours, there is this rainbow flag.
我很震撼的发现，原来逼迫离我们这么近。
And then I was shocked by wow, your persecution is quite close to us.
如果那个彩虹画到我们这边来。
Now, if that rainbow flag were on our part,
我想你们在这里大部分人都会走，我也不会再来。
I'm sure that most of you will have left, and of course I wouldn't have come.
靠得这么近。
But yeah, it is quite close.
哇，我觉得逼迫好大呀。
And I thought, wow, this persecution is so great.
如果大家的观念里面渐渐的允许那个标志往我们这边挪的话，我就觉得太危险了。
And if in our hearts we slowly become more and more hospitable and want to bring that flag over to us, then wow, how dangerous that would be.
但感谢主的是，我们相当坚强的抵挡并且挣扎说不，不可以过来。
But of course, praise be to God that we hold fast and we don't want that flag to come over.
我听到牧师跟我说，这个他们想跟我们一起联合敬拜。
And I heard from pastor that church wanted to have a joint worship service with us.
我们牧师说不。
And our pastor said no.
方雅满，你有那个记号，我们怎么可以跟你联合敬拜呢？
And of course, if you have that kind of symbol, then how can we have a joint worship service?
我就发现，在美国的这种逼迫其实是不知不觉的，很狡猾的。很阴险的，好像温水一样煮你，煮死了你都不知道的逼迫。
I have a sense that in America the persecution is crafty and wily, and it's almost a persecution that's like that warm water that will cook you to death and you won't even know.
魔鬼装着光明的天使的这种逼迫。
And it is the persecution of Satan as he is arrayed in robes of light.
比我们在那边魔鬼装着强盗，完了后拿着刀枪，完了后这个非面目狰狞，非常容易看得见的逼迫，严重多了。
And this is much worse than China, where it's quite obvious as Satan is addressed like that of a gangster or a mafia member.
当然，我想从这个角度，我们敬虔度日，我有几个方面的应用。
And so, of course, I think from this angle that we can see some of the first, some applications for living a godly life.
首先，在一个原则上。
So, if we look at on a principle level.
在我们整个基督徒的人生观里面。
And so, if we look at our own Christian life.
这节经文里面所讲到的，凡立志在耶稣基督里敬虔度日，都免不了受逼迫。
And so.All who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
首先，我们先起义，然后再是立志，然后再坚持坚守。
And so we'll see that there are many things that we have to hold fast and stand firm and be established.
首先，我们被神的话给提醒，我们。被觉醒过来，我们心里起了一个意。
And so, as we are alerted by the word of God, as we are awakened by God's word.
然后我们立下志向，接着我们再持守行在其间。
Then we must be determined to hold fast and hold fast.
首先是内心里面，你的内心要面对逼迫。
So of course, we need to be careful to watch over.Our inner spirit as that will be persecuted.
你的内心正确的面对有关于私欲的、有关于世界的这种征战。
And we'll have to watch how our inner life will have to face the temptations of flesh.
罗马书第十二章第一节里面说：“弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。”将身体献上当作活祭，就神所喜悦的。
And then we have in Romans chapter 12. I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual living.
不要效仿这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，凡查验可为神良善成全可喜悦的旨意。
Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable.
因为神的话语令到我们的心觉醒，让我们开始起意要分别为圣，要过一个好像是活祭一般的生活。
And so as the word of God comes into our hearts, then it awakens us and shows us that, and reminds us that we must offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
心里面开始起意说那个裙子确实不能断。
And this is when the word of God awakes in our hearts and we think, and we say, yeah, you know, the dress shouldn't be that short.
心里面开始起意说，聚会的时候真不应该迟到。
And then our hearts, that's when our hearts tell us, you know what? Yeah, maybe we shouldn't be late for worship service.
心里面起意说，我能够有十一奉献的机会和恩典，太感恩了。
And then when our hearts, this time the hearts tell us.
因为
the fact that I'm able to tithe, I have the gift and the opportunity, how blessed.
因为所有的钱都是神的，连我的命都是神的。
Because all our money is from God, and even our lives belong to God.
神愿意悦纳我的十分之一，他还给我十分之九。
And so God is willing to accept.My 10%, and if he allows me to keep 90%, he gives me 90%.
请注意哦，不是我，不是全是我的，我把十分之一给了神，留十分之九给我，不是。
No, this is not, this is mine, and I give 10% to God.
全是神的，他却给了我十分之九。
Rather, all of it is God's, and yet God is willing to give us 90%.
而且他还悦纳我。
And he also accepts me.
哇，这个我有这机会，那恩典太大了。
That I have this opportunity, how blessed am I?
当然，我不想再谈有关于十分之一奉献的
问题。I'll have to move on from that part of it.
我乃是在讲我们的内心开始起意，开始挣扎，开始面对那个私欲给我们带来的逼迫。
And so, but what I'm trying to say though is this is what happens when our heart is awakened and we begin to be conflicted as we wage war against the flesh.
接着我可以把它应用到我们的恋爱啊，婚姻、家庭、生活里面所面对的各种的逼迫。
And so, of course, we apply this to the persecution that we face in our daily lives, whether it be dating or in marriage and families and all kinds of daily applications.
因为当你心里面起意了之后，你就会行出来，行出来第一个战场就是你的家庭。
And as our lives, as we receive in the inner spiritual life, then we'll see this conflict, this war, begin and start in the household.
我十月三号在那边开了一个有关于恋爱的讲座。
And so I had a lecture series on October the 3rd on dating.
我跟那教会里面二十几个还没有谈恋爱或者正在恋爱中，反正还没有结婚的那几个人讲了一句非常狠的话。
And so I said something quite stern and strong to some of the 20 some singles, those who were not yet married.
我跟他们说，如果你们要在耶稣基督里敬虔恋爱的话，
And if you want to have to date in a godly way, in Christ Jesus.
你的恋爱是你一生当中最邪恶、最危险的时刻。
Then this time of day is the most dangerous time of your life.
他们一听吓一跳。
And when they heard it, they were certainly startled.
是我们恋爱世界上当中最浪漫、最美好、最美丽、最容光焕发、最这所有一切好的词都全用上去了。
And for them, thinking this is the most romantic, the most beautiful, wonderful, and all the positive modifiers to describe this kind of life.
牧师大煞风景，竟然说是最邪恶、最危险。
And the pastor saying this is the most wicked and the most tempting time in our lives.
后来我跟他说，难道不是吗？
And then I told him, is this not so?
你看你这恋爱的时候你装的那样子没这么好，装的你什么时候都好，其实全是装的。
and just look at yourself right now, look at how you behave. Do you behave like this usually?
你把你一切的那个装的这个都发挥到了极致，你没那么漂亮，你打扮得非常漂亮，你没那么温柔，装得特别温柔。
And this is you see this, this is when you pretend the most of this You don't even look at them yet. Right now, you look your best, and you're not that gentle. But now, during this time, you are the most gentle.
然后那个弟兄不断的往人家那靠近。
And so one of the brothers went up to someone else.
越来越近。
And got closer.
晚上十点钟，长老打电话去骂他，还不回家。
At 10 p.m., one of the elders called him and scolded him for not being at home.
你不觉得很危险吗？
Don't you think
that
this is dangerous?
这太危险了。
This is way too dangerous.
这是在耶稣基督里的敬虔恋爱。
And so, a godly kind of dating in the Lord Jesus.
我跟他们说这个，在耶稣基督里的敬虔的婚姻家庭，王子跟公主在一起过着幸福的生活，最美好的榜样应该是什么样的？
And so I told you, what is the best example for how to live in the household in a godly way in Christ Jesus?
我说，就你眼目所见到的王子跟公主过着最浪漫、最幸福、最伟大的爱情，应该像教会当中牧师跟师母那样的。
And so the best example, what is it like for the man and woman to be together in the most godly way, should be that of the pastor and his wife.
在我们教会就是潘牧师跟师母。
And so at our church, Pastor Pan and his wife.
在你们教会就是胡牧师跟师母。
And so here should be Pastor Hu and his wife.
你不要相当了。绝对不是韩剧里面的那些可怜的家伙，也不是好莱坞的那些可怜的家伙。
This is that this kind of romantic. This is nothing like that in KGB or Hollywood.
那些都是爱情骗子。
All those are romance films.
相当可怜。
And it's all pretense, and it is actually quite pitiable.
那些在圣经中不存在。
That kind of television romance that does not exist in scripture.
那最浪漫、伟大、幸福的，就是你看得见的，按照圣经的婚姻价值观去敬虔度日的那一个婚姻家庭。
That the most kind of romantic and joyful kind of household, that is the.That is the house. Those are the houses that you can see in church that follow what Scripture teaches.
那个就是，当你看电视一直看不愿意停的时候，你丈夫说，把那个电给拔掉的那个家庭。
And that household is household when you keep on watching TV and you can't stop, and then the husband says, "Okay, we need to unplug that TV."
那就是你手机都一直都看手机，不竟然不看他的时候，他干脆把脸给凑过来说看我。
And this kind of household is the one in which if your face is glued to your phone screen, and then the other person demands, look at me.
那个是在耶稣基督里面的敬虔度日。
And that is what it, that is the kind of godly life in Christ Jesus.
但是那样你必然面对征战。
But of course, when you have that kind of life, then you will certainly face struggles and conflicts.
你以为你拔掉了电视的那个电的那个插头就试着完了。
So, or do you think that, that the conflict is over the minute you unplug that TV?
弟兄们，勇敢点。
So, brother, be more courageous.
勇敢的带领他。
Be a courageous leaders.
必须的时候给他断电。
And so when you have to be strong, then you must exercise this godliness.
他真要征战的时候。你跪下来祷告。
And so, as there will actually be conflict, that's when you need to kneel down and pray.
完了，给牧师打电话说我受逼迫了。
And then, when you're done with that, then you can call pastor and say, I've been persecuted.
那这是非常勇美的，在耶稣基督里面敬虔度日的家庭生活。
And this is a beautiful example of a godliness lived out in the household in Christ Jesus.
所以你说，哎，家里面有征战，有吵架，这是美好的征战和吵架。
And so when there's conflict and battle and arguing in the household, then
不用害怕。牧师接到这样的电话，他肯定说，弟兄，你们家有指望。
And then when pastor receives your phone call, then
他不会
觉得 say your family has hope.
他不会跑去说你们家这样子，那完了。
The pastor won't come and say, oh.Goodness, in your household, you guys are done.
接着下来，你在家里面敬虔度日会受逼迫。接着下来，你在教会里面敬虔度日同样会面对征战和逼迫。
And of course, so just as there will be persecution for living a godly life in your household, so too there will be persecution as you live your life, godly life in the church.
我知道我们大家在教会里面都面对很多的征战。
And we know that people in church that are faced with a lot of persecution.
几年前我在教会里面有人跟我说
few years ago, someone at church told me,
说牧师啊，这个有好多弟兄姐妹说你不够谦卑，没有爱心。
Indeed, he said, oh, Pastor, there's a lot of brothers and sisters here who say that you're not humble enough, that you are not loving.
我听了以后，我想想，也是。
And when I heard it, I thought, yeah, that's probably right.
我不够谦卑。
It is true that I'm not.
我不够爱心。
I don't have enough love.
因为怎么想怎么就觉得自己确实不谦卑又确实不够爱心。你够谦卑吗？
Are you humble enough?
你够爱心吗？
Are you loving?
你仔细想想。
And if you think about yourself,
谁敢说自己够谦卑又很有爱心？
Who is courageous enough to say that he or she is humble enough and loving enough?
所以就只能自己回家里面就跪下来祷告，你就在那里去认罪悔改，主啊，求你赦免我，确实不谦卑，也没不够爱心。
And of course, this is when you should go home and kneel and pray to God, saying that, yeah, it is true, I'm not humble enough and not loving enough.
但祷告站起来之后，觉得不对劲。
But after standing up, then one will realize that something is not right.
这受不了这口恶气。
And you cannot.You can't stand this kind of feeling.
如果是胡牧师说我不够谦卑没爱心，我也就认了。
Now, of course, the pastor who tells me, well, you're not humble enough, you're not loving enough.
你又不是牧师，你年纪比我小。
But of course, as I think about it,
而且
you tell me that you're not a pastor and you're younger than me.
而且我看你比我更不谦卑，更不够爱心，你却来说我。
And I think look at you, and you are even less humble and less loving than me, and yet.You turn around and you say that of me.
慢慢的在教会里面，在这种逼迫中成长了。
And of course, this is how we slowly grow in the midst of this persecution.
哇，这种逼迫好多啊！
Of this persecution in the church, and this is quite common.
我如果只是想想不对。
And then when I slow down and think about it, I think something's not right.
后面有人跟我讲这样的话的时候呢，我就开始问他了。
And then so, then, For the later on, as people tell me this kind of things, then I ask them.
因为我问，我说，你说好多人说，到底谁说？
You said many brothers and sisters. Well, let me ask you, who actually said this?
如果你在美国生活，你的邻居突然间来给你一张罚单。
And so, if you live in America and your neighbors come and they bring you a fine or a kind of a ticket,
罚你$50。
And fines you $50.
但是他不告诉你谁是原告，谁是法官。
But he doesn't tell you who actually reported you and who the judge actually was.
你觉得这太荒唐了，是吧？
Wouldn't this be too weird?
你觉得在美国不可能发生这样的事？
And this wouldn't even happen in the United States.
但偏偏在教会里面，天天发生这样的事。
But in church, it happens every day, all the time.
在教会里面总是有人说牧师不够爱心，牧师不够谦卑，但是到底谁是原告？
And so of course, all this time, you will hear, people say that the pastor is not loving enough, not humble enough, but who actually is the one who is saying this?
谁是法官？
And who is the actual judge?
我死了都不知道怎么死。
And so I won't even, if I die, I won't even know how to
die. 你总得让我死个明白嘛。
So at least, let me know who is responsible.
主耶稣在马太福音第十八章里面说
And, Jesus said in the Gospel of Mark,
你的弟兄若得罪了你
and if your brother has sinned against you,
你就当趁着他和你在一处的时候指出他的错来
that as you are with him, ask him to tell you your faults.
如果我们用这一个解决的敬虔生活的敬虔教会生活解决纷争矛盾的方式。
And if we use this kind of biblical kind of godly conflict resolution,
教会的矛盾和纷争要小95%。
And so of course then the conflict in church would decrease 95%.
我们就真的可以在教会当中更好的敬虔督理。
And then in the church, we can even better live a godly life.
当然，在教会里面面对各种各样的这一些征战、这一些逼迫，我们还有可以有很多的应用。
And of course, there will be certainly more application in terms of how to live a godly life in church.
接着，我们要到在这个整个社会当中。你的工作你的生活里面所面对逼迫
Now of course now we can expand this to living a godly life in the midst of this world whether in your life or at your workplace
这是在外面的面对这个世界的外在的生活各样的这个社会给到我们的逼迫
And this is as we live our life in this outside world and the persecution that we receive from society
好像我这次到这里来
This is like when I came here this time
我知道会面对很大的逼迫和危险
And I know that I will certainly face a lot of persecution and danger
我不是说我到这来你们会逼迫我不是这个意思
And I'm not saying that I'm coming here and you guys will persecute me
我来之前就有不少好心的人他提醒我
But before I came, there were a lot of people who came with goodwill to remind me.
你不要去。
Don't go.
他真是关心我，爱我，为我担心。
And this is because they love me and they care for me.
因为你去的话呢，你就有一个出境的记录，你就有勾结美帝的嫌疑。
And so of course, then you have an enter and exit kind of record.And then you'll be at risk of saying that you have been with the foreign country of the United States.
其实我知道我在深圳讲的时候，这个党国还不那么关心我。我到这里来是人家更关心。
And so when I was in Shenzhen, then people perhaps weren't as concerned, but when I come here, the people were even more concerned.
前几天晚上，我跟我的这个我姐姐这个通话的时候，我姐姐提到一点。
And as, just the other day, when I was talking with my sister,
他们都叫我从美国带一点什么东西回去，然后也问我的妻子，你要带，你要，你想他给你带什么？
And so just to think about what I would bring back and ask my wife what she wants me to bring back.
我的妻子说，这个什么都不要，只要他平安回来就好。
And then, my wife said, I don't need anything else. I just want to come back home safely.
我走的时候，我儿子在后面在那哭。
And then as I was leaving, my son was crying.
我问他你哭什么呢？我以为他是舍不得爸爸。
And at first I thought it was because he didn't want to lose dad. He didn't want dad to go.
他跟我说他怕爸爸回不来。
Because he was afraid that dad was not able to come back.
我心都碎了。
And so I was heartbroken.
但我觉得我还是要来。
But I still believe that I need to come.
我来这里不单是要说要在这里讲课或者退休会，我来这里我要代表我们教会来跟圣归教会相交。
And so when I come here, it's not just so I can give this lecture or this talk, but it is because I want to represent, I want to show to PBRC of our connection.
我来这里的意义远远大过那个逼迫。
And so the purpose, the goal of coming here is far outweighs the persecution.
这十年来我在这受了许多的恩惠。
And so in the 10 years I've experienced a lot of blessings.
我知道过去五年来教会所有的弟兄姐妹都为我们祷告。
And I know that the past 5 years that the brothers and sisters here at PBRC have prayed for me.
牧师跟师母待我好像父母对儿子一样。
And the pastor and his sister have taken care of me look like parents.
我到如果我因着逼迫没有跟这个教会或者不敢跟这个教会有这种属灵的相交。
And it's because of the persecution that I was I did not or I was afraid to kind of have this the spiritual meeting, the spiritual coming together spiritually.
圣而公之教会就是一句空话。
Then to say that we are one united church, this is empty talk.
基督的身体的这个完整性就是被割裂的。
Then the wholeness and unity of Christ's body would be split asunder.
在这里，大部分的弟兄姐妹的名字我都叫得出来。
And most of the brothers and sisters here in this church.I know them by name.
我也知道大部分的弟兄姐妹都知道我。
And I know that most of the brothers and sisters here know me.
我们的生命的作为基督肢体的这种相连已经是很多年
了。And our unity, our connection in the body of Christ, this has really gone on for many years.
为了这种相交，怎么样的逼迫？哪怕死100次，我都觉得值得。
And of course, so this spiritual connection and unity in the Lord, because of this, that it would be worth it, even if it means death, or even dying 100 times over, this would certainly be worth it.
这逼迫一定会有。
And there will certainly be persecution.
这也是我们在这个天路历程当中，在我们的人生敬虔度日里面必然要去面对。
Indeed, this is the persecution that will certainly be for those who live godly life as they walk along the path to the celestial city.
我感谢主。
But thanks be to God.
如果我们因这样的相交，竟然能够配受这样的逼迫，我们要为此感恩。
But if because of our fellowship and our communion together, if this will lead to our being worthy of this persecution, then we ought to be thankful.
它是证明我们真是在耶稣基督里。
Then this guarantee that shows certainly we are in Christ.
它是显明了我们两个教会是在耶稣基督里那种肢体的相交。
Then this will certainly prove that indeed our two churches are united in Christ.
那我想这是有关于面对外在的逼迫。
Of course, we're talking about godly life and the persecution from the outside world.
接着，我想要提醒弟兄姐妹有两点有关于敬虔度日的操练。
And so, and now I want to remind brothers and sisters here of two points in how to exercise and live out a godly life.
第一点，从消极方面来说。
So the first point, negatively speaking,
我建议大家操练脱离电视机或者是网络的那个网络。
And the negatively, exhort all of you to distance yourselves from the TV or from the internet and from the web and the snare that it is.
有弟兄姐妹跟我讲说，他家里面停水、停电和停网络，他对哪一个更敏感？
So one of the Christians told me, when the house is out of power or the water is turned off or when the internet is off, which is the most keenly felt?
听网络更敏感。
It is most keenly felt when the internet is shut off.
什么时候竟然没信号了？
And so when,
很快立马就知道了。
That when there's no more signal, they know the password immediately.
可见那个东西对你的捆绑非常严重。
So this only shows that the oppression and enslavement of this thing is very strong.
敬虔度日有一个很重要的操练，就是尽量小的看川普说什么，看好莱坞演什么，更多的看主耶稣基督。以及他的话呢。
And so one thing is to, one way to exercise doing godly life is to listen less to what Trump says or what Hollywood says and listen more to what Jesus says in his word.
哥罗西书里面说我们不要思念这地上的事，思念这天上的事。
And Colossians tells us we should not keep our, think of earthly things, but we should think more of spiritual and heavenly things.
因此，当我们更多的集中我们的心思意念被电视和手机捆绑来思念这些地上的事的时候
and as our thoughts and our feelings as they are more and more in bondage by internet, by the TV,
并且当这个手机和电视就好像那个温水一样把我们煮熟了。
Then it would be as the TV and cell phone, they are that warming water that cooks us to death.
那第二个是有关于积极的。
So the second is more about positive.
我相信每一个弟兄姐妹都可以遵循的。
And this is something I believe that all of us here can do.
我建议大家每天早上起来的时候要诵读两章经文。
And that my encouragement for everyone is as they wake up each day, they can read two chapters of the Bible.
我特别提的是诵读要读出声音来，不是默读。
And this, by this reading, I'm talking about reading out loud and not just reading it quietly or silently.
今天太多的人读圣经没有办法专心。
And too often today, people they can't read the Bible with a focused attention.
他可以拿着手机很专心十几二十分钟去看一篇文章。
And they can, these people can pick up their phones and spend 10-20 minutes and focus on an article.
他没有办法很专心的读完两张圣经。
But they cannot, with focused attention read two chapters of the Bible.
所以我建议我们读出声音来。
And so my advice, my encouragement is to read the Bible out loud.
最好站着读。
And best is to be standing.
接着你读久了以后，你会读出感情。
And as you read it more and more, then you'll be able to read it more fervently.
你读到那些哀歌的时候，你会哭。
And as you read through the book Lamentations, you will actually lament, cry out.
你读到那些赞美的时候，你会站起来。
And as you read those passages of praise, you stand up and praise.
我在我们提摩太学堂每天领着孩子们读圣经。
And in our Timothy classes, as I teach the children to read the Bible.
我读一个礼拜、两个礼拜，你就开始。非常美好。
And you'll see this beautiful thing in one or even two weeks.
你过的一段时间不读，你会觉得好像缺了点啥。
And after a while, if you stop reading the Bible, you'll feel as if something is missing.
你到这种状态的时候，你读就好像你找到了你的手机。
And that in this kind of scenario that when you start reading the Bible again, it's like as if you found your phone again.
你不读好像你手机丢了的感觉。
And if you don't read the Bible, it's almost as it's like if you lost your phone.
我想这是两个敬虔度日里面两个非常简单的又是非常重要的操练。
So I think that these two things can be two very simple and easy but important ways to apply living a godly life.
接着我要总结一下基督徒的敬虔度日。
And so I want to close and talk about godly life in Christ Jesus.
我要说其实我刚才讲了那么多有关于敬虔度日。
And so all the things that I said about living a godly life.
总的来说，基督徒的敬虔度日不是一个美国梦的人生，也更不是中国梦的人生。
And so, of course, this godly life certainly is not living the American dream, and certainly not living the Chinese dream.
如果有一位我们在中当中有一位大弟兄，他是这样的一个家庭。
And there's his brother, he lives in this kind of household.
他年薪100万，然后还有三个月的假期。
If he has $1 million salary and a 3-month vacation.
他的妻子很漂亮又很贤惠，每天下班回到家的时候，妻子都把饭做好了。
And his wife is beautiful and is hardworking and every time he comes home from work and supper is ready.
他儿子在哈佛读博士。
And then of course his son is doing a PhD at Harvard.
他活到120岁，没病没痛。
And then he has lived to 120 years of age, and he has no sickness or pain.
眼睛没有昏花，精神也没有衰败，好像摩西一样。
And his like Moses, his eyes are undimmed, and his vigor was the same.
120岁的时候，突然间心脏病，5分钟死了。
And then at age 120, he suddenly got his cardiac arrest and died within 5 minutes.
死得很快又很好。
And then his death was swift and good.
死之前做个祷告。
And then before he died, he prayed a prayer.
主啊
，Lord，
我还没活够。
I haven't lived enough.
这辈子太精彩了。
I think this life was just too amazing, too fascinating.
怎么就死了呢
？And then now I die.
我真的还想再活500年。
I just want to live just another 500 years.
他这辈子活得非常可怜。
But indeed, this, such a person would have lived a pitiful life.
完全失败.
A completely failed life.
因为他没有一点属天的盼望.
Because he had not one bit of hope in heaven.
他这辈子完全是一个美国梦的实现，而不是在耶稣基督里面近前度日的那个将士。
Indeed, this would be perhaps he has lived the American dream, but he has not lived a godly life in Christ Jesus.
我知道我们大部分的人是朝着美国梦到美国来的。
And I'm sure most of us probably have come to the United States for this American dream.
这样的生活，它不是一个属天的在地的生活。
And this is not a life of a heavenly person living on earth.
他的临死前的祷告跟我女儿的那个哀哭说，穿不了了。
And this person's prayer and the crying of my daughter when she realized she can no longer wear her dress.
说那个旧裙子穿不了了，我不愿意长高。
When my daughter says no, I don't want to grow any taller, but I can't wear this dress.
那是一样的。
This is the same exact kind of prayer.
他这120年白活了。
These 120 years have been completely lived in vain.
圣经里面说，天地都要像衣服渐渐旧了。
And the Bible says that heaven and earth will be rolled away like a robe.
你要将天地卷起来，天地就改变了。
Heaven and earth will be rolled up and it will be changed.
唯有你是永不改变的，你的年岁是没有穷尽的。
Only you and your age will not change.
我们是一个客旅。
We are but a pilgrims.
120岁也是客旅。
Even at 120 years, we are still but a guest.
年薪百万，哈佛博士也是客旅。
Even if we make $1 million a year, and if we have a PhD in Harvard, we
are still
travelers.
忘了那个盼望，没有办法进行度日。
And if we forget that heavenly hope, then we will not be able to have a godly life.
从正面来说，这个基督徒的近前度日应该是这样。
So from positive aspect, this is what a godly life in Christ should be like.
用那个约翰本人的在《天路历程》里面所说的，应该是这样。
And this is how John Bunyan described it in A Pilgrim's Progress.
我是从灭亡城来。
I come from the city of destruction.
我要到锡安山去。
And I want to go to Mount Zion.
我现在走在天路当中。
And now I'm walking along that path.
我是寄居的客人。
And I am but a pilgrim.
我羡慕一个更美的家乡是在天上。
And the home that I am anticipating looking forward to is that in heaven.
我记得在胡牧师在医生宣告他死亡的时候。
And I remember at that moment when Pastor Hu was declared medically dead by the doctor.
国内的教会发了一个祷告。
And then the church in mainland China sent out a prayer.
主啊
，Lord，
如果这个时候他睡了回天家
，If at this time he has finally fallen asleep and returned to his heavenly home，
那对他来讲是好的无比的。
And of course for him, then that is good beyond compare.
没到120岁也是好的无比的。
Even if it's not to age 120, this is still good beyond compare.
其实我们可怜。
But it is we who are to be pitied.
如果主你怜悯我们。
And Lord, if you have mercy on us,
我们求你留下他给我们。
We pray that you would keep him and reserve him for us.
因此哪怕是死，哪怕是我们睡了，对一个近前度日的基督徒而言，他实在是美好的。
And even death, even if we are to fall asleep, then this is a good thing for those who live a godly life.
活着就更是好的。
And living is also good.
那如果去的那是我们的盼望，那我们在这儿，我们就应该好好的、尽全的为他活。
And if going there, going to heaven is our hope, then how much more we ought to live a godly life here.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父，
Our Father in heaven,
我们感谢你，
We thank you.
你给了我们新的生命，
You've given us a new life.
让我们在主耶稣基督里尽全度日，
And you called us to live a godly life in Christ Jesus.
我们知道有一天我们要回到你那，
And we know that one day we'll return to you.
我们现在是寄居在这儿，
And right now we are the temporary residents here.
我们羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上。
And we long for a better home, which is in heaven.
求主让我们在这个世界，却对这个世界越来越陌生，越来越冷漠。
Father, we pray that here in this world that we would be more and more strangers to, and more cold and distant to this world.
让我们对那个天上的家乡越来越热切的盼望。
Father, would we more and more yearn for and desire that heavenly home?
让我们回去的脚步越来越迫切。
That our steps toward heaven would be more and more fervent.
让许多人看见我们这样行的时候，他们就羡慕我们。
That when people would see our longing for this heavenly home, that they would see this as a good thing.
也被吸引，也加入我们，也跟我们一起走天路。将祈求奉主基督圣名。
We pray all this in the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.